from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think what people are missing is maybe they thought Joe Flacco had left all his magic in Cleveland. I think that might be the one. Just to add to, because that was Ross Tucker. He joined us in the last segment. He's with us every football season. I think we need to just indulge the idea that maybe the Browns looked at the 6 games they got from Joe and thought it was a little fluky. Maybe, just maybe, no matter how much they love Joe Flacco, but you won't be ready for the start of the season to begin unless you hear Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin and what they have to say during their podcast. It's always game day in Cleveland. Subscribe to this podcast at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. So I answered the Joe Flacco thing for the clip at large. What's your reaction to what Ross had to say there?
I thought similar to David earlier, like the idea that this is Deshaun's kind of last chance. I thought his spin on it was fascinating, though. Like the idea that, which I guess is not really a secret. Maybe it's like secret because the owners aren't saying it publicly. But the idea that if this doesn't work out with Deshaun this year, that they start to use it as like the poster child of, well, hey, this is why you don't give out fully guaranteed contracts, and then the Haslams get like shunned for that reason for years to come. Not that it matters, but
you know, honestly,
among all the owners,
I think everyone's just gonna. I think the response by the agents are gonna be they just paid the wrong guy.
Well, yeah,
but if you have that,
is true, but that doesn't stop the owners though from being stubborn about like that might be true, but. They're gonna cling to that. Like, you know, they cling to everything. They're making it hard for Tom Brady. I was talking about this earlier today with somebody. Like all the hoops that Tom Brady has to jump through right now while he's starting his broadcasting career.
Thoughts and prayers, by the way.
I just mean like he's not allowed to show up to the team facilities and like talk to players. Like I'm sure he has a lot of these guys' numbers. He can just hit them up anyway, which is kind of the ironic part of all this. But like they're making it very hard for him to both be a broadcaster and own part of the Raiders. So like they get it. You know how these owners are. Like they get very territorial. They get in these modes where they're like, well, we don't want that to happen. So they just cling to whatever. So they'll cling to the Deshaun thing for years to come as the reason why, even though to your point, the agents will be out there like, guys, they just paid the wrong guy.
So I want to get back to something Ross had to say. And I think any team in the NFL you can say has a wide variance. Like, honestly, people thought Kansas City was going to win 15 games last year. They were the third seed and had to go to the Super Bowl the hard way. That's the rare team. Like, I think almost every team in the NFL you can paint a four-win swing. Like, think about it. Baltimore could be a 14-win team. Baltimore could win 10 games.
Yeah.
So I guess my thing is, I understand if you look at the Browns and go, well, because of Deshaun and the way the last 2 years have gone, the Browns might have an extra added wide variance. Their variance has been 4 wins. Without Deshaun and with a bad defense 2 years ago, they were, what, a 7-win team?
Yeah.
And then last year, with a much improved defense, 5 games of Deshaun and 5 different quarterbacks, they won 11 games. So I think we're wrong. I think the whole, like, yes, every team in the NFL, almost every team has a wide variance. Well, there are very few teams with a locked in 2-game, 3-game window. I think we're missing. I think the one thing I disagree with every national person we've had and will have, I think you're underestimating the Browns' floor. I think it is so much higher. I think there's floors like 9 wins. I think there's so much talent. There's so much continuity. And I'm all here for the schedule's tougher. But I think it would be a massive critical failure if you won less than 9 games this year, because this isn't a young team. This is a team that is primed to win and is coming off a year where they won in spite of the health of their quarterback. So I know that I can't expect them to win 11 games again, but the idea that if Deshaun has injury problems again, it's a 6-win team. No, because I don't think we...
Well, that's out the window after last year. I mean, I don't think any of these fans should feel
yes.
that I think last year you lost Nick Chubb week 2, and that was the most devastating thing ever, because we know how much Nick Chubb is adored by this fan base, by the city, all that. But it was like, the fans found solace in the idea of like, all right, well, you know what this means? Deshaun's got to play up to the level that we expect him to play up to, and if he does that, then maybe we start to like Deshaun more and maybe this team can go places. Like, that was kind of what we all cling to. Next was like, okay, yeah, it sucks that Nick Chubb's out, but this offense is supposed to be built for this guy. Let's see what he can do. And then he gets hurt and it was like, well, now we're just screwed. And then they weren't screwed. And so now I think, like, if Deshaun Watson were to get hurt again, I think people would still have, and I think they should still have high expectations for this team, for Jameis Winston to step in and take over, because frankly, like, we saw them do it last year. Like, there's no scenario now where you feel like this team shouldn't be at least competitive enough to get to what you're saying is like a floor of 9 games potentially.
I'm totally okay if you say if Deshaun isn't healthy this year, or if Deshaun has a bad year, however you want to frame it. I'm totally okay with somebody saying not a playoff team. Okay, yeah, it's really hard to make the playoffs. It is a tough division. I accept all of the generalities that everyone said about their schedule, about this conference, and about this division. But, like, to me, because this gets back to something that I think continues to happen. There's this convenient framing that happens in our minds that it's all on the player. And if the player doesn't succeed, well, that player failed. And the more I've watched the NFL, and the more that I've paid attention, more often than not, it's 50-50. It is 50% on the player, and certainly at quarterback. It's 50%. You got to do the work. You got to be a good teammate. You got to stay out of trouble. You got to know your bleep. You have to be physically talented. But I think to absolve, because I think if you're saying, well, it's all about Deshaun, and it's your win and your ceiling and your floor, all about Deshaun, I don't think that's how this thing's built. I think the reason why the Browns went all in again for Deshaun is to give him a chance to get some positive football under his feet. So then next year, maybe you can skimp a little bit more and you don't have to have Jimmy Haslam paying $400 million for a team. So but I think getting back to it, if you say, well, it's all on Deshaun, or it's boom or bust on Deshaun, it's like, well, okay, do you think the last 2 years are only because of Deshaun? Because I don't. I think some of the success was in spite of where his limitations were after the injury, but I think most of the success was in spite of the injury itself.
I mean, I think as people have lowered their expectations for Deshaun, which drives me insane, but with the people that feel that way, like, I think you could say that this season also is a lot on the defense, because if you're worried about Deshaun not playing well, then you're expecting the defense to kind of carry this team much like they did last year for stretches and win them a lot of football games. So I think we get wrapped up in the it's all about Deshaun thing, because, I mean, I think last year was different. Last year we were going in and it was like, well, if this team has a bad year, now we're talking, you know, coaching changes and GM changes and all those different things. And now those guys have solidified their status with the team. They went out, they made the playoffs despite all the tough circumstances and the injuries and all this different stuff. And so now we feel good about, like, Kevin Stefanski's the guy. And so the reason we put all that on Deshaun now is, like, now he has to prove that he's the right guy for this group that's here. So
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I get why, like, that's the last kind of missing piece in all this. Is like, well, if Deshaun plays well, that team last year that survived all those injuries, maybe they now can be a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah,
so
but
I get
just,
it.
Just in that but, thing, though, that because, again, I'm not trying to pick nits here, but you said now it's on Deshaun to prove that he's the right guy for the scenario. Totally understand that half of the logic. Isn't it on the Browns to also prove they're actually going to run an offense that fits the quarterback?
And that's why you change offensive coordinators and you change the offense again.
Okay,
and that's
but you changed the offense last year with the same principal people, and the offense looked the same damn way it did the previous 2 years. Like it was the West Coast offense by Gary Kubiak.
And that was a flaw in the machine, I guess, in terms, because it was funny that they spent the entire offseason last year saying, we built this offense for Deshaun, it's all about him, blah, blah, blah. And then to your point, it looked very similar. And what do you know? The offense looked its best when a quarterback came out who was more equipped to run the West Coast system than Joe Flacco and was finding David Njoku for 800 yards and whatever. Like, and that's why he had a Pro Bowl season, because Joe Flacco basically earned it for him.
I think it's so easy. I think it's almost low-hanging fruit to vilify Deshaun any more than he's been vilified. I'm not here to adjudicate what happened. I'm here to say there's a two-party thing we got going on here. Yes, Deshaun is the face of the whole party itself, the whole Cleveland Browns organization. But it is also incumbent on the Browns to follow through on their end. In a way, they haven't the first two years of this deal, with how the offense has been mishmashed, and we're going to run the West Coast, which the guy's never run in his career. He's run some combination of the New England offense that Tom Brady ran and a spread offense. So, like, that's to me where I totally get it. But if we start talking about the floor, if the floor's any lower than 9 games, it's not just going to be that Deshaun had health issues. It's going to be you failed to put this guy in the right spot. That can be true as much as, hey, Deshaun's got to stay healthy and Deshaun's got to produce.
But so I guess I would argue a little bit back and just say, so if this year Deshaun struggles and we're going to look back and say, well, they didn't do enough for Deshaun, like, what's the cutoff point for that? Like, what's the cutoff point where we're like, okay, now they've done enough for Deshaun and we just know that Deshaun isn't good?
No, this is perfect. If they institute an offense that looks like it did in Houston and Deshaun still struggles, totally fair.
Okay, so if this offense is supposed to be that. So if he struggles this year, that goes back to my question, I guess, for Ross and for David, where it's like, is this his last chance to prove that now that they've apparently put the offense in place for him to succeed?
Where do you guys set the floor for the Browns this season? I have no problem in saying wide variance. That's a kind of a nebulous idea there. I set the floor at 9 games. If they win any less than 9 games, even if Deshaun plays 5 games again this year, it'll be a massive failure. Even if they miss the playoffs, you can talk me into that. But if Deshaun is healthy and this team continues to be able to do what they did last year, there's no reason that 9 wins, guys, even if Deshaun isn't healthy, there's no reason 9 wins, anything less than that is an egregious offense by the Cleveland Browns and or Deshaun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.